With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Donald Trump's legal and political calendars will continue to clash following his felony conviction. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
For months now, the former president has juggled campaign events and court appearances, and that trend will continue in the months ahead. On June 27th, Donald Trump and Joe Biden will face off in a presidential debate in Atlanta. Exactly 2 weeks later, Trump will be back here in Manhattan for his sentencing on July 11th. That's 4 days before the start of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, where Trump is expected to officially become the party's presidential nominee. Greg Clugston, New York.
Tallahassee Mayor John Daley says recovery from a May 10th tornado outbreak has cost Florida's capital city $50 million so far. Florida officials have requested that the Federal Emergency Management Agency declare a major disaster. Two people died in the storms from injuries caused by falling trees. Also at SRNNews.com, deadly violence reported over the weekend. Jackie Quinn reports on a shooting in Ohio that's left one person dead and injured many others.
Police in Akron, Ohio say 24 people were hurt and one was killed when gunfire broke out at a street party. Police say it happened just after midnight on the eastern side of Akron, where a giant outdoor party was taking place. Witnesses tell local media there were hundreds of people outdoors. Some women were dancing up on cars, and everyone appeared to be having a good time. But then gunfire broke out. Police say dispatchers received multiple 911 calls. Then victims started arriving at emergency rooms. It appears 24 people were shot. One of them is dead. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And a wildfire in Central Florida. This is SRN News. And a look at abortion law in the U.S. 2 years after the end of Roe.
According to a survey by the Public Religion Research Institute, 14 states have banned abortion in virtually all situations, while another 7 place significant restrictions on it. In 22 states, abortion is allowed up to or slightly past 6 months of pregnancy. And in 8 states and Washington, D.C., a woman can get an abortion right up to the moment of birth. The pro-life states are mostly in the South and lower Midwest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A permanent injunction barring U.S. Capitol Police from interfering with protests at the steps of the Capitol building. The Christian Defense Coalition filed suit to open up the steps after members were arrested for holding a silent prayer vigil. The coalition says the First Amendment ensures every American the right to peacefully express their views in the public square, free from government intimidation. This is SRN News. Wall Street starts the month of June on a high note after ending May with a bang.
The Dow surged almost 575 points on Friday, the blue chips gaining 1.5%. The S&P 500 rose more than 0.5%, the key measure of the market's health, registering its 6th winning month in the last 7, making up for April's losses. The market is still rooting for a Fed interest rate cut. Data from the CME Group indicates traders are optimistic about at least one rate cut before year's end. Rich Thomason reporting.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm calling for more nuclear reactors to be built in the U.S. and worldwide. But the CEO of the Georgia utility that just finished 2 reactors at a cost of nearly $35 billion says his company is not ready to pick up that baton. Granholm says the U.S. needs 98 more reactors. More details at SRNNews.com.